Prologue. It slipped in. The room was warmer than the hall. It did not like that, but it liked the girl. She slept facing the wall. One arm curled beneath her pillow. Her cardigan hung neatly on the back of the chair. The lamp on the bedside table was off, but the light from the window painted strips across her blanket, grey and watery. It moved closer. It made no sound as it watched her shiver. Then slowly it moved in, not to see but to feel. The warmth rising from her body was soft, steady, rhythmic. Blood moving beneath skin. Fever under flesh. It remembered warmth. It remembered bodies. This stirred something old inside it, something dry and long shriveled, a hollow place aching to be filled. From the cleft in its face, something slithered out, slow and obscene, pale, ribbed with vein-like ridges, glistening as though oiled in something ancient and not quite natural. The tip was split slightly, like the tongue of a reptile, but heavier, wetter. It dragged itself across the air with a slick suction sound, like something drawn from the throat of a drowned thing. When it passed over what remained of her hair, tucked around her face like fallen silk, it trembled. It tasted. Then it touched her cheek. Not a kiss. Not a caress. A pressing. Damp and slow. It slid downward, a wet stripe following behind, pulling fine hairs upright as it passed. Her skin responded in the wrong way, goose flesh rising as if in anticipation. Her head twitched, a murmur at the back of her throat. She stirred as its single eye rolled back, the veined white exposed, and the sound began. Not words meant for ears, not any living tongue. They rasped like bone-scraping stone. Niklava sum in threst, dolmenakai, Shivretul. And then, rising from the stream of broken syllables, one word surfaced clear, like a bloated body rising in a flood. Return. Then it sank again, swallowed by the grind of the old tongue. A language long dead, born in the cracks of bone and salt. Each syllable soft at the edge, but full of wrong. It slithered further until its mouth hovered just above her ear. It inhaled her warmth and exhaled in broken rasps. It, nin, eads, a place, to grow. The girl's eyes opened wide as she choked.